chasodim shaychi. Teretz is no stira. They're all bechlal gemilas chasodim. So Rashi Yochis in hani nami behani shaychi. Hachnosas orchim uvikar choylim haino gemilas chasodim. Vi and tefillas at Rashi haino bechlal gemilas chasodim. If you daven good, it's also called gemilas chasodim. So Rashi Yochidish. The pasuk in Mishlei says, "Goyimel nafsho yis chesed," that a person, if the chesed does good to his own nefesh, how do you do good for your own nefesh? Take care of your nefesh. Daven the Kodesh Baruch, that's the way you take care of your nefesh. So by davening to Hashem, that's called you taking care of your nefesh. That's also called the Baal Chesed. Hashkom is based on Medrash, with Yildu Bama Talmud Torah, Hainu Talmud Torah. That goes with Klal Talmud Torah that the Mishnah says. Dan has Chavir Lakav Zchus, Bechlal Havoy Sholom. That's Bechlal what the Mishnah says, Havoy Sholom. The Mitech Shumachri Lizchus. Since you think whatever somebody does to you is a kav zchus, v'yoma loichotoli v'zois, he didn't mean to do bad to me. Honest saw you, it was an honest in his part. Or the toivon neskav, even though he did something that I think is bad, really he was neskav on the toivon. Yeah, shalom b'neim. The person thinks like that to retain shalom between the two of them. Rav Yechon mafarish lahach. Awesome. That's what Rav Yechon says. Six. He's not saying a new klal. He's saying his six is the bechlal gimel the masnis nesnay lahanechvov. Rav Yechon is saying his six mitzvahs are bechlal the three mitzvahs of the Mishnah. V'ikonami l'chaber aveim, Rav Yechon is told the delay. Rav Yechon is also masking to the mitzvah kibber aveim that says in the Mishnah. There's not the mechulik. Rav Yechon is just saying his six mitzvahs are bechlal Talmud Torah and Gemilas Chasodim. Tan Rabbanan, hadan chaver l'kav zchus. If your dan yechav l'kav zchus, we'll soon see ma'isim about this, is don ma'isim l'zchus. The Yevish is also dan yechav zchus. O ma'isa v'yod ha'mecha, it's a ma'isa with a person. She yorod migalil elyon, he came out from the Galil elyon, there's a place. V'nizkar eitzel balabayis. And he was hired to work by balabos. It's a workman came to be worked for balabos. Is v'alos echod b'dorim, in b'dorim. Is sholei shonim, he worked for mamash 3 years straight. Erev yom ha'kippah, finally came by the 3rd year, Erev yom kippah. Omoloi, so the poil, the worker told the balabos. Give me my pay. I want to go home already. I'll feed my wife. I have children waiting for me. Is the balabos says I have no money. After 3 years, Erev Yom Kippur even, I have no money. Give me Paris. I have no Paris either. Tainly karka. The karka's been open. He can't take the karka home with him. No. Esther star with the karka. Be able to, when he goes home, he'll be able to sell the karka there maybe. No, give me karka, call upon him. Ainly, I don't have karka either. Tainly behema chotch. Give me a behema. Ainly, chob the kind behema. Tainly karmuxos. Give me pillows and blankets chotch. Ainly, chob gone. His shell kalos to this poil, took his bundle, whatever he had there, his tools, and put it on his back. His shell kalos, the achurum, threw his bundle on his shoulders. Wolach lebeisa apaka nefesh. He went on feeling very bad. Shashi batava nefesh, feeling he was low. As he worked for 3 years, didn't get any pay, he felt very bad. So the moral of my story was the acharei, was after sukkis. Not the balabayis and the balabos woke up, took his choroi biyod, he took all the money, he owed his poem. The imoi, masui, gimu chamorim, he had 3 donkeys full of stuff. Echot shomaychel, one was full of food. V'echot shomishter, full of drinking. V'echot shomine megodim. Nice megodim with nice clothing on the, what? Sweets. Nice things, specialties. For holach leather base, the balabos went to this poem. Achash ochel b'shoste, after they had the big suda together. Nothing was choroi. Then the balabos came and gave him his money. So Balabos asked this poem. B'shosh shemati li, ten li schori. The time before when you asked me, Erev Yom Kippur, give me your pay. Yamati, and I told you, Ein lei mois, I don't have any money. But machashatani, what did you think about me then? Yes, well, I wonder, what did you think about me then? How were you choshim me? Were you down with the kav zchus or not? Is amati, I thought in my mind, shema promakti a bezul nizdamna. Maybe you had a tremendous business deal. Imamish, you got $1,000 thing for $100. A gvaltik, a good business deal, look, lakach to behen, and merely used all your money to buy this good deal, that's why he had no money left over to give me. When I told you I have no animals, what do you think about me then? Omarti, you told me, shema maskeras biadachirim. Maybe put now, they're all rented out to other people. That's why you can't give it to me. When I said I have no karka to give you, what do you think about me then? Omarti, shema maskeras biadachirim. Maybe also they're rented out to other people. Mukheris Rashi said that shenoisno lechaveroid bekach lekach krum l'shona. It's a type of renting it out that I'll let you use my karka, but it's a deal that you have to pay me a certain amount of bushels of the tua come to me. Like a pot owner, I'll let you use it, and part of their crop has to come to me. So Nela would, what? Sharecropper, right? So Melo, well, it wasn't in my hands not to give you any karka. What do you think about that? Or Mati Shema Ein Musaris? Maybe you didn't think of Maisa from them yet. That's why you couldn't give it to me. Maybe punkt before I came to you, Makdish, all your kelim to Shemayim. Everything was Hegdish. And Yitaka had no new kelim. That's what he thought. As Ksaydi, he was thought of him only the Kavskhus. This is called being Dar Sam Lekavskhus. Ad Kedekach. I'm just married the Maisa here. But to think of such things. Omalei, so the Balabos answered back to Paul, you should know, Ho Avoid the Lush like Lush and Shruam, Kach Hoya. Exactly what you said, that's exactly what happened. The reason why I had no money was I used all my money up that day in a tremendous deal. And I was makdish all my nechosim and I had nothing to give you. Kachoya, hedarti kol nechosai bishvil hukunis bini. That point I was makdish all my nechosim because I have a son hukunis bini. So yosek ba Torah. He didn't learn Torah. So since he didn't learn Torah, he didn't want his nechosim to go to him. He didn't want his nechosim to go to his own son after Yerusha because his son wasn't learning Torah. But when I went to Chach Medorim, they were matter my neder. Samuel, now I have money to give you. Theato, the Balavos told him, Shno, Kishem Shadanti Leschus, the same way you were Dan Milakav Schus, Hamokim Yodanois Poschus. The Abish should also always be Daniel Lekav Schus also. Son Rabbon, another Maisa. Maisa Bechosid Echid. A Maisa with a Chosid. Rashi says always a Chosid is. Yeah. Rashi, you call after the Amina Maisi, you have a chosid echot, or you have Yudah ben Bobob, or you have Yudah Rebbe Loi. Right. So another Maisi, the chosid echot, she podo ribo achas bas Yisrael. His podo means, right, the goyim captured a girl, and he went and saved her from them. He was poided him. He redeemed her. The lim learned his lemolim, when he came to sleep at night, his shkivo tachas magloisev. He made the girl sleep with him in his room that night. Ulamokra, the next day, yorad v'tovo. Before he gave the shear, he went down to the table in the mikvah. Vishonel Tamidim, then he learned the shear to the Tamidim. So Tamidim, I say, saw this. Tamidim saw that last night the Rebbe got a girl, and he put her in the same room with him, and the next day he went to the mikvah. So Hura, you think that they had Hashem, she had there last night, and that's why he had to go to the mikvah in the morning. So Omalehem, so the Rebbe asked the Tamidim, Vishon Shesh Kivosa Tachas Magloisi, the time when I told this girl, you sleep with me in the room with me. But my Chashatani, what did you think about me? What were you chashing me? Or Manu, the Tamidim said, Shema Yesh Bono Talmud Shena Bodik. Maybe you, Rebbe, you know that if she wouldn't sleep with you, between the other Tamidim here, there's someone that's not so Hogan. There's a Talmud that would have had Znus with him. So the Rebbe wanted to save all the Tamidim from this Isha, so the Rebbe put the Isha with him. Vaita, Bishor Shiradati Vitavalti, at the time when I went out to the table in the Mikvah. But Macha Shatani, what did you think? What did you think about me? Why am I going to the Mikvah? Or Manu, we said, Shemufnei Terech Haderech Irakeri. It's not chas for sholem you had znus with the isha. The stand, since she had a hard day, it could be also an oinis, could be have you saw Carrie last night. You were Carrie the Rebbe. Or Malahem, the Rebbe answered back, Enechanami, Havoyte Gloshen Shvua, Kachoya. That was the Maisa. The Atem and Yutamidim, Kishem Shadatuni, Lakas Chus, the same way Yod Dan Mi Lakas Chus, you should know, Hamokim Yod Neschem Lakas Chus. The Yebisha should also be Dan Mi Lakas Chus. Don't say to Kavskus, it's Kozman, you don't know Fakert. Always think the person means well. He has some reason why he's doing it. Tana Rabbonim. Pam Achas, Hutzvech, Dobr, Echo, the Tamid Chachomim. Eitzo, Matruniso, Achas. One time the Tamid Chachomim had to ask something from this great Shiksa. Shakol, Gederle, Roime, Mitzui, Metzah. Which was a big Zaino. That all the Gederle, Roime were near this Isha. And sometimes, one time the Tamid Chachomim had to ask something from him, had to go to this big Zaino. Is Omrus, the Tamidim asked, Mielach. Which one of us should go to? Like, they know it's a takana to go to a zayin, even though you have to ask her something. Who should go to her? Omalehem Rabbi Yeshua. Ani Yelech, I'll go. Is the Maestro Holach Rabbi Yeshua with Tamidiv? He went with his Tamidim. Kivan Shagila Pesach Beisel, before he came to the door where she lives, Cholat Tfilim. He took off his Tfilim, Bracha Garbamis. His enemy used to always work with his Tfilim. Here he took it off, Dalaramis, away from the door, he took off his Tfilim. The Nichnes, he went in, Venobodelis, and Ipifneim. And then he closed the door, the Tamidim were outside, and he went inside to her. Achashayotza, after he came outside, Yorad Vatovel, right away he went to the Mikvah. Vishal Tamidim, and then he went to give a shear. So the Churavati could be Choshed, that maybe why he went to the Mikvah now, because he has Nus with his Zoyner, that's why he's going to the Mikvah now. The Yomalehem, so the Rebbe Rabbi Shu asked the Tamidim, Vishal Shechalak Tit Filim. When I took off my tefillin, what do you think about me? As you can think, maybe I want to have this with her, it's not nice to have a tefillin, that's why I'm taking off my tefillin. They said no. or manu k'sav rebbe lo yichnesu divrei k'dusha b'malkim tuma. They're going into this tuma dik isha here. It's not nice to walk in there with your tefillin on. Stam as dushas at tefillin hit the grof. B'shoshin alti b'machas atuni. When I close the door, what did you think about me? Or manu shemne dover malchus yesh b'noit lebeinor. Mestami, you have to talk to something privately. Dover malchus means something important. They don't want anybody to hear about. So that's why you close the door. Shoshi dvar malchus. Besorach lalimo, you have to keep it quiet, so you don't want anybody to hear. Baiste b'shosh shirati v'tavalti v'vachas atuni. When I came out and went to the mikvah, what did you think about that? Or manu, we said shemo nitzo tzinura mipiho al begodav. There may be some of the spit when you were talking to her, some spit of her mouth came out and went onto your begodim. Shel Rebbe. Nalochariv, the spit of an amoritz, it has tumah. Trashi tzinura roik, the spit. Now the gozu ala nochrim shiuk tizovim. The rabbanim made the gzera that all the goyim have within like a zav. The chol divrayim. The loch of a zav when a zav spits, his spit is tummy. So yeah, the isha she was a nochrius. She also has been a zovah. So maybe some of her spit went onto your bag and touched you. So maybe the spit is matami you. That's why you went to the mikvah. So he answered back. Omalehem ha'avoyde kachoy. I make a shvu enechnami. That's what happened. The Yatem, he gave the bracha also. Kishem to the Atuni l'schus, the same way you are dan me l'kav schus. Yishno ha'mokim yodin eskom l'schus. The Ebishu shedan yos l'kav schus. Shumendis mi deo v'dan, have a dan chaver l'kav schus. So right. The Mishnah says then, mefanin truma terim. Even though the barrels are full of truma, still it's not muksi, you can empty them out. Kedimov shita, avada, why not? The Koyin created. L'tzricha demancha b'yad Yisrael. We're talking about it's not by the Koyin, the truma, it's by the Yisrael. Since the Yisrael himself can't eat the truma, Shabbat like Mukhsar, Kamash Malon, Kivin Achazi Lekoyin Shapadomi. Since he could give it to a Koyin, or he can invite a Koyin to his house and give it to him on Shabbos, it's not Mukhsar. Udamai. You're allowed to empty out the barrels full of Demai. Divine means perish, you bought from Namoritz, and Metchila as a Chumro, you're not allowed to eat it. Because maybe they didn't take off Mysus. For the Gemara Demai, you're not allowed to eat Demai. So why isn't it Mukhsar? And the Gemara Kivon di boy mafkir elanichse. If you would be mafkir, or you nechosim, every oni, and then you become a poor person, vechazilei. Then you would be allowed to eat it. Because the Mishnah says an oni is allowed to eat the mai. Hashtanami chazilei. Now also it's considered chazilei. Now the pshat is called an oichel. Some people are allowed to eat the mai, even though you're not allowed to eat it. But I call upon him allowed to feed it to an oni. The Tanan ma'achilei mesaniim demai. His demai is only a chumrim with the rabbanim. If somebody's an oni, the rabbanim will make of him teeth demai. So since you're allowed to feed it to an aniyim, it's not called muksam. V'yes achsanoyim demai. Who was in if you have achsanoyim? Here means if the malchus sends the army men and they come to the houses, the shtegel was, you had to feed them, you're allowed to feed the army men demai. V'yom rabbuna tona v'sham yomim eim achilim esaniyim demai. V'yes achsanoyim demai. V'yesil oimim achilim esaniyim demai v'yes achsanoyim demai. And the loch is like Beis Hillel. So according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to feed an oni and an achsanoi, an army man. You're allowed to feed them to Mai. So it's not called Muksa on Shabbos. Because I call upon him, since some people could eat it, it's called a Meichel. Or Meister Rishon Shnit the Trumasa. Mishnah that Meister Rishon, that Levi, took off Trumas Meister, it's not Muksa, so you're allowed to touch it. But I'm like the Pshita. If you took off Trumas Meister, anybody could eat the Meister now. Meister Rishon, anybody could eat. Lo Yitzricha Shekdimu Bishibolim. The Chiddush is the Levi took it when it was still in the stalks. That's the Chiddush. Even though usually Matchila the same is when you have wheat stalks, first you take off Truma Gedela, you give to the Koyin, then you take off 1/10 mice, you give to the Levi. Here we're talking about the Levi Chapsich and took the 1/10 the way it is before they took off Truma Gedela. They didn't take off Truma Gedela yet. The Levi got it, and now the Levi just took off Truma Smeitzer. And the Chiddush is v'chihod yamer bavua, that in such a case is mutter for Levi to eat it. Omer Resh Lakish. The what? Meister Rishon shekdimo b'shiboylem. If the Levi got the Meister Rishon, the stalks of Tvua, when it was still in stalk, there wasn't miruach. It wasn't put into the oitzer that you made a gemar malach in miruach, because then it's mechuyev in truma. But before it was miruach, before you like smoothed down the pile, it was just in the stalks. You gave the stalks of Tvua to Levi. Shekdimo b'shvolim is put in truma gedola. In such a case, you should know the Levi is allowed to eat it now, even though he didn't take off truma gedola. Shenem and the pasuk says, "Ve'moisim imenu trumas Hashem, meisim in a meisim." First, you give trumas Hashem in truma gedola. Then, from the meisim, you take off trumas meisim, meisim in a meisim.
So we dashin meisa min a meisa matel lucho. Once it has a shame meisa yoni, have chiva take off one time trumas meisa. The loy truma gederlo trumas meisa min a meisa. But you never have a chiva take off both from meisa. You can't have a chiva take off truma gederlo and trumas meisa. So Mela, once the levy got it when it was b'shibolim in the stalks, even though truma gederlo was not taken off, he's possibly taken off truma gederlo. Before he gave it to Levi, he should have. But if he didn't, he gave it to Levi, he's potter now. From the tzvuah that Levi got, this tzvuah that Levi got, he's allowed to eat. The rest of the balabos has about he has to give you. The rest of other. Omalei ha-popel ha-bayi yihoch yevazoid afilu vimu b'kri. The law is not like that. Let's say the balabos took the tzvuah and made the wheat into wheat already, and he made gemar malacha means kri. Kri usually means you made a pile and smoothed out the pile of wheat. At that point, midiraisi mechuyot to give truma gedolah. The kasher is maybe even such a point namid lifter, and the Baal HaBos didn't take off truma gedolah, but he gave it the way it is now to Levi as meister. Why isn't he potter there also? And there the locher is chay b'truma gedolah. The Teretz is omalei lech omekor. The pasuk says mikol matnosechem terinu. That there's an extra pasuk to say no, you have to give off truma. So one place you do have to give off truma, and one place not. For the Gemara, my rice, mechatesi, which one yes, which one no? Ha yidgun v'haylo yidgun. It's when by the Baal HaBos it came into idgun, means you made into a kree, you like smoothed down the pile of tfuam. So that's called dogun, that the rice says you have to take off shumug from this. So once the chiv was chalm, you can never take off the chiv. But if you gave the levi, the meiser, before it became the kree, when it's still bishibolim, so even though if you want, you could take off shumug derlo, but there's no chiv to take it off yet. So since the chiv wasn't chal, and echnam the chiv is taken never chal. Vaito maisa sheni. You're allowed to eat, you're allowed to touch these barrels full of maisa sheni. For the more vaito pshita, why not? Lo tzricha shenosin as the keren, but you're poigin of maisa sheni. But there it says, you only poigin of the keren, the value of the maisa sheni itself, of a bloi nosin as the chaymish, but you didn't pay the extra fifth. And ho kamashm on the in chaymish market, even though by maisa sheni the loch really, if you want to be poigin it, you have to give money instead, not just the demay of the apples. If the apples, let's say it's worth $5, you have to put $6 there. You have to give another chaymish. There, he gave $5 instead of the apples. He was part of the apples. But he didn't give the extra dollar for the chaymish. Kamash on the chaymish is not market. Vaitav, he had turmis hayovish. If he had this dried out turmis, also you could touch it on Shabbos. So the Gemara, davki yovish. This turmis is a type of a vegetable, only if it's dried out. Avalach loy. But if it's still wet, still dry, still fresh, then it's muksa. Why? My time akiva demora loyachle. Since it's very, very bitter, Shashi Demora Shumar, it's bitter, it's not edible the way it is now. You first have to cook it. I think the Gemara brother says you cook it like seven times, you have to cook it. So now if you can't cook it on Shabbat, the way it is now, it's not edible, it lies muksa. The Mishnah says that if you have these barrels full of tevil, then you can't move it on Shabbos, because it lies muksa.